Hey, everybody. Adam Davidson for Radcast number 40. It's Monday, November 23rd, 2015. Good morning. Well, almost, and perhaps already. Good afternoon. Normally, I do these things first thing in the morning, but yesterday was a big day because it was a birthday celebration for I and mine father-in-law. It was a great day. And, of course, Sunday morning, also a great time, but the tank was running low, so I decided to get around to it now instead of never, because my commitment is to do this every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, at least the video version and perhaps audio, which is simultaneously recording as well. I want to try to do that almost every day. Almost every day, I think, is what I'd like to do. And you can subscribe to the audio version of Radcast by looking up Radcast at the iTunes podcast department. It's not really a department, but anyway, let's get around to this. We are on our way to Advent. Advent is a season of waiting. We simultaneously remember the story of the people of God waiting for Jesus the first time, and we realize that we are in the story as the people of God waiting for Jesus to return, or second Advent, since the word Advent means coming. One of the scripture verses for this coming Sunday is Jeremiah 33, verses 14 through 16. We're not going to read that one right now. No. Because I want to get a little bit of context and point out something fascinating. I think it's fascinating. In Jeremiah chapter 33, verses 17 and 18. Now, before I read this, let me just say that our best understanding of Jesus is to see him as a prophet, a priest, and a king. A prophet who speaks the word of the Lord. Of course, Jesus is the living word. A priest, and of course, Jesus is the great high priest who stands before us and the Father, interceding for us, and king. Of course, Jesus is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. At his presence, every knee bows and tongue confesses. So here's Jeremiah 33, verses 17 and 18. Listen to this. For this is what the Lord says. David will never fail to have a man to sit on the throne of Israel, nor will the Levitical priests ever fail to have a man to stand before me continually to offer burnt offerings, to burn grain offerings, and to present sacrifices. Just a passing verse in Jeremiah, right? Wrong. Actually, it's a verse that's packed with incredible promise and just goes to show how faithful and good God is. Jeremiah receives this word as a word from the Lord, as a prophet. Jeremiah gets this word from the Lord and then speaks it. And the word is that that the throne will never fail to have a man from the line of David, that's Jesus, the son of David, the son of God, nor will the Levitical priest ever fail to have a man to stand before him continually to offer burnt offerings, etc. And that's what Jesus does now for us, which we read in Hebrews, that he is at the right hand of God the Father, that he is interceding for us, that this great high priest has gone before us. Jesus himself is the sacrifice now. And of course, he's a king. He's of the throne and the line of David. Jesus, our prophet, priest, and king, is sort of foreshadowed in these two short verses here. What does that mean for us today? Well, as people who are entering into the season of Advent, we need to remember what it's like to need a Savior. We need to remember what it was like for the people of the Old Testament to be waiting for this promise to come true. And this promise to Jeremiah obviously comes to pass in God's perfect timing. That's a good reminder for us that God makes promises and keeps those promises, but he does it according to his timeline and not ours. And that can be frustrating sometimes, but we have to trust. It's tough for me too. Also, we need to remember that Jesus has fulfilled this promise, that one man who is God and one God who became a man for us fulfills all of these needs according to the promise that God made through Jeremiah. And then lastly, we need to remember that the one who is returning and could return at any moment, the one that we wait for and long for, the one that we feel the tension for, because we know when Jesus comes back, everything will fall back into place as the kingdom of God, new heaven and new earth, finally come to their completion. The one that we're waiting for will be faithful, and he will do it. Just as God was faithful between Jeremiah and the New Covenant, the New Testament, so God will be faithful between this new covenant promise of Jesus who will return and the final consummation of a new heavens and a new earth. God is faithful. So we wait, we long, we read the newspaper and our hearts break. We feel the tensions and the situational pressures around us overwhelming, and we say, God, please release me, just like the Jews did in the Old Testament. And now we know that that time will come. That promise will be fulfilled in God's timing. Trust him. Rely on that. And when you're feeling overwhelmed, enjoy that tension, because it's a reminder of what it's like to know that God will do something great and that it could happen at any minute, any moment. That's what I'm thinking about today. What about you?